The Butchies wrapping up that set of music. Send Me You. Not only is today, March 8th, National Oregon Day, which will be reflective in the mock coming up in 15, 18, 17 minutes. I don't know, somewhere in that range. But it's also International Women's Day. Butchies, an all-female band, in celebration of that. Speaking of all-female bands, how about Girls School before that? Girls School found a fun 12-inch in the record library with them doing a cover of ZZ Top's Tush. And then Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre with Sherry Curry of the Runaways, another all-female band, with Ramblin' Rose. Josephus and the George Johnstown Massacre, along with Sherry Curry, Kevin Turbin, a bunch of people, are at the Whiskey a Go-Go as I speak, along with our own Rockin' Attorney. In fact, as we are approaching the top of the hour, he might be on stage right now because he is emceeing this event because it's the 50th anniversary of Thor being a rock and roll god. And he's out at the Whiskey a Go-Go, invited Eric Jackson Lurie out there to MC the event. And I'm just praying the dream he had. And I'm not talking about Thor, I'm talking about the Rockin' Attorney. He called me up, said, "Moxter, I had a dream, it was very real." He goes, "I went to get up on stage, and I was only wearing my underwear, but that wasn't even the embarrassing part. The embarrassing part, apparently, was that he was wearing clown shoes. And he tripped when he got on stage and fell on his face." And Cleopatra Records is out there making a DVD, and it's not even going to make the blooper reel. It is going to be in the trailer. So let's just hope that didn't happen, because he said it was a very, very, very vivid dream. I should find some more music as we get approaching the mock. Yes, the mock being that it is National Oregon Day. We are going to celebrate the great state of Oregon by playing songs that name drop it in some capacity. I've got 12 songs pulled for you to hopefully make that happen. Now, I might have mentioned, or I know I mentioned because I always mention, I hang out on Thursdays down at Arsenal Lane spinning 80s and 90s music. We call it 80s, 90s nights. And last night when I was down there, a young lady walked up with a request and she said, "Could you play this song?" And I looked it up and I was like, wow, speaking of my Rockin' Attorney, it was like directly in his wheelhouse from 1984. And it was a cover then, and I dug deeper and I found another cover of the same song. I'll tell you who did the cover after we get done with this set of music, but this cover is done by Screaming Trees.
Bye. Well, this will be a simple song to say what you've done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. And you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun.
Flash Cubes wrapping up that short set of music with their Motors cover of Forget About You. For the Flash Cubes, how about some Shins with a simple song from Poor Tomorrow? The Screaming Trees started off the entire set of music with their cover of the song Morning Dew, which the band Blackfoot did a cover of in 1984. Screaming Trees did it as a B-side to Butterfly in the early 1990s. I do know that. We are coming up on the top of the hour very, very shortly. Very, very shortly. Which also means we have a mock to get to. before we get to the mock or anything, what should I tell you? Oh, I know I should tell you. I should tell you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. They're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. They're located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, their website is atticrecordstoreinc.com, or you can call them at 412-821-8484. But today is National Oregon Day. So I've opted to find a dozen songs that somehow give reference to, ode to, or name drop something that is related to the great state of Oregon. Starting off with one of their own, the Decemberists, from the King is Dead album. Don't carry it at all. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. Right here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Here we come to a turning of the season. Witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed burden within reason becomes a burden born.
watch you drive away. I walk back blind to my cold dream house, and I think about the damage as I put the big light out. I sit down smoking on my basement floor. I hear footsteps up above me, and they're right outside my front door. The only place that I wanna be is watching you move up on top of me. The only sound that I wanna hear is the rain against my window as you whisper in my ear, baby. You know I love it when they call me baby, baby. I go upstairs and find my 12-year-old. She's got tears rolling down her face, sitting sad at my piano. She sings soft words from that old Beatles song, and I think about my yesterday.
you walk down Alameda, shuffling your deck of trick cards over everyone, like some precious only son, face down about a champion.
Smith wrapping up that first set of music here on a Oregon mock songs, name dropping Oregon places in Oregon, things about Oregon in the lyrics or the title or the whatnot. Alameda from the Either Or release from Elliott Smith. Before the Elliott Smith Everclear in there, went back to Welcome to the Drama Club for Portland Rain. Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. Had Oregon Girl in that set and start off the entire set from the King is Dead album by the Decemberists with Don't Carry It All, getting us to where we are, which is, I don't know where that is. I don't know. Here on the People Mock Radio program. We've got two more sets of music to go through, I believe. Trying to figure out which direction we want to go. You know what direction? I'm going to switch it up because I think I'm going to be saying I'm inspired by... Inspired by the just the acoustics of Elliott Smith. Let's get a little twangier with our set of music. Going back to the Van Leer Rose from the late Loretta Lynn. A little help from Jack White on this one. Portland, Oregon, here on an Oregon Mock on the Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT. Pittsburgh. With me, the Mockster.
picture to grow. And a picture to go.
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 Yeah. And a picture to go.
Ride this train to Roseburg, Oregon. Now there's a town for you, and you talk about rough. You know, a lot of places in the country claim Paul Bunyan lived there, but you should have seen Roseburg when me and my daddy come there. Every one of them loggers looked like Paul Bunyan to me, because I was a skinny kid about 16, and I was scared to death when we walked into that camp. None of the lumberjacks paid any attention to me at first, but my pa told the boss that me and him wanted a job. A lot of them stopped their work just to see what was going to happen. That big boss walked around me, looked me up and down, and said, "Mister, I believe that boy is made out of second growth timber." And I guess I was. Everybody but me and Paul had a big laugh over it. Paul got kind of mad. And the boss finally said he might start me out as a high climber. I didn't know what a high climber was. Boy, I sure learned fast. That steel corded rope cut my back, and that axe, I thought it was going to break my arms off. But I stuck with it, and it wasn't long till I learned that a man's got to be a lot tougher than the timber he's cutting. Finally, I could swing that cross-cut saw with the best of them.
I lived on a farm out in Iowa. I pulled the corn and I worked in the hay. Got trapped by a girl, but I wiggled free. Heard the Oregon timber calling me. Will you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop or four for go? Boy, ask a whistle punk, I don't know. Well, I learned this fact from a logger named Ray. You don't cut timber on a windy day. Stay out of the woods when the moisture's low, or you ain't gonna live to collect your dough. Will you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop or four for go? Boy, ask a whistle punk, I don't know. Well, you work in the woods from morning to night. You laugh and sing and you cuss and fight. On Saturday night you go to Eugene. And on a Sunday morning your pockets are clean. Will you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop or four for go? Boy, ask a whistle punk, I don't know.
Yeah, from their 1971 debut album, that was indeed the New Riders of the Purple Sage with a Portland Woman. Before the New Riders in that set of music, What did we have in there? Some Johnny Cash, the man in black himself, with the song Lumberjack. Dolly Parton from her Dolly album gave us Eugene, Oregon, and Loretta Lynn with Portland, Oregon, with a little help from Jack White. Wrapping up that part of my Portland, not my Portland, just my Oregon mock, as it is National Oregon Day today. We got one more set. One more set. We have plenty of time to fit one more set of music in for the Portland mock. And I figured, you know what? To me, it does make sense to go down the road of something from Portlandia. Yeah, Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein and their beautiful song about living in Portland and how it is indeed the dream of the 90s.
Do you remember the 90s?
Yeah.
You know, people were talking about getting piercings and tribal tattoos.
Yeah.
People were singing about saving the planet, forming bands.
Yeah.
There's a place where that idea still exists as a reality. You're not in that.
Is it?
Portland.
Oregon?
Oregon? Remember when people were content to be unambitious, sleep till 11, just hang out with their friends? No occupations whatsoever. You'd be working 2 hours a week at a coffee shop.
Right. That died out a long time ago.
Not in Portland. Portland is a city where young people go to retire.
Dream of the 90s is alive. Portland. Dream of the 90s is alive. Portland.
The tattoo ink never runs dry.
Dream of the 90s is alive. Portland.
Sell your CDs.
Turn that dirty clown frown right upside down.
In Portland, you can put a bird on something and just call it art.
Dream of the 90s is alive in Portland. Dream of the 90s is alive in Portland.
Dick, we'll have a drink. gone down in a Southern Trust. Hey, look at the funny monkey put a silver in his cup, and your silver turns to rust in your secondhand clothes. Trust no one, I suppose.
My friends, wraps up in Oregon Mock. It is National Oregon Day. Oddly, I'm not sure why, because Oregon was admitted into the Union on Valentine's Day, not on March 8th. But Sleater Kinney making an appearance. Some home state ladies from the One Beat album with a Light Rail Coyote. Before that, the Wipers. Greg Sage and Company with the Doomtown replacements in there gave us Portland. And speaking of Sleater Kinney, I started off with Carrie Brownstein's post Sleater. She's kind of done some stuff with the band, I guess. But from Portlandia, Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein and their wonderful song Dream of the 90s. That, my friends, was an Oregon Mock. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have suggestions or just want to say hey, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. My name is Paul. You're listening to a program called Viva La Mock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Appreciate you tuning in and listening. I've got about 15 more minutes of music in me, so hopefully you can hang on for 15 more minutes just to see. What scraps does he have left to play? What has he not played? I don't know. Hey, I want to remind you that Whiskey Before Breakfast, it's a fiddle tune. It is. It's a way of life. It is. But it's not a prescription from your doctor. It's not. It's also a radio show right here on WRCT. Wednesdays at 11 a.m., Mando Richard hosts Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And then when the program's over at 1, it's an hour of bluegrass with the Black Diamond Show. Where else can you find all of that honky-tonky goodness? Right here on 883 FM WRCT. And streaming at wrct.org. Background music, just to keep you in the theme of the mock, was the Portland Cello Project. And this is actually them doing a cover of a Pantera song, Mouth for War. I know, I was just talking about folk and bluegrass, and then I'm playing a cello version of a Pantera song. Earlier in the program, I mentioned how Steve Lawrence passed away. 88 years old. So I was like, can I find a... So I found a song. Steve didn't write it, but he is credited as the first person to have performed it. So I found a cover of said song by someone who fits within the Viva La Mock wheelhouse. I'm talking about Roy Orbison. It's House Without Windows. It's Viva La Mock here on WRCT.
I'm gonna move into a house without windows, so I won't see you walking by, walking by with your new love there in the darkness of my house without windows. I will never see the stars that shine on you and your new
a while.